This is the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast. Your hosts, Sam Harris and Nicholas Farik, digest the most interesting, informative, and topical books, giving you their biggest insights. We expose different perspectives and tools to look at the world to make you wiser than yesterday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast. My name is Nico. I'm joined by my co-host, Sam. And in this episode, we're just going to shortly go over who we are, why we're doing the podcast, and what you can expect in the following episodes. So, Sam, you'd like to introduce yourselves shortly for us?
I'm Sam. I run a different podcast called the Growth Mindset Podcast, and I spend a lot of time doing things just for the point of learning, really. So I kind of not been very good at keeping a job because I keep on wanting to do different things and just rather curious about the world. So I spent the last few years traveling, went to North Korea, Kazakhstan, lived in Tasmania with a bunch of hippies, and just sort of trying different things. I read like 100 books last year, and that kind of, just when you read really fast, you suddenly start seeing patterns between things much faster. And I kind of, some of that time I spent kind of alone, and then like you join people for a conversation like a month later after you'd read like 20 books, and you suddenly sort of feel like a different person because you have so many more things to say to people. It was really weird. So yeah, I really like books and business and things. I've started a few businesses, sold one, and had many other spectacular failures or just things that I got bored with. And I met you on a coding bootcamp where we learned to code and were the only people that managed to get jobs out of it, which was kind of interesting. It wasn't the best bootcamp ever, but we somehow done all right from it. So that's a very short, vague summary about myself. I'm 29. I like long walks on the beach and puppy dogs also. They're pretty good.
Let's talk about me. Unfortunately, my life hasn't been nearly as adventurous as yours has been. Indeed, we met a few years back, and afterwards you traveled the world, and I had relatively steady jobs in one country, in one city even. And so, yeah, my name is Nico. I'm 28 years old, and I'm currently CIO of a fintech startup. In the past, I've worked mainly in the tech business, in different startups, but also in big banks. And I've started this self-improvement learning journey actually not that long ago, where I started reading books. And part of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is I want to read more books and especially get the impressions that I get from these books and the learnings challenged by Sam or other people, so I can be, as the title says, a little bit wiser every day. So Sam, when did you really start reading self-improvement books, like non-fiction books?
I mean, I read like a few when I was much younger, but I probably didn't like engage with them so much, or like it seemed maybe like kind of obvious, but you didn't really understand why you'd be reading it. But I think when I first started my business, when I was 20, I started reading like a lot more because I had like a reason to be putting it into action and such. And so I read like 4-Hour Work Week and Being an Entrepreneur and things like that, about like running a business and scaling yourself and stuff. And that's when I kind of first got addicted to reading for learning's sake, to like change your life. Whereas before that, I just used to read lots of anything because I like reading. And yeah, you sort of, yeah, you become so much wiser, and like people that have made all the mistakes that you've already made or will are going to make are super useful to listen to. And people, like, you know, they put like years of their life experience into condensing it into this like perfect form of information for you. And you're like, well, why would you ignore that sort of useful resource? So yeah, they're super helpful. I guess the only issue with books, which I guess is why we're doing the podcast, is, well, like, I mean, there's two things. So the first issue is not so relevant, but it's like you can read the wrong book at the wrong time or the right book at the wrong time. So if you're not raising any capital, but you read like a really good book about like how to raise capital, it's great, but then you don't really put it into action at all. Or like a book about business, if you're just sort of not doing business, doesn't really make any difference to you. Whereas if you read a book about relationships, when you're just like at the right point of a relationship, it's perfect, but it just like flies over your head otherwise. So that's one kind of problem, is like what you read when. So being more selective about what's useful for you. Then like the other thing is that the way the memory works, you just kind of forget what you've read mostly. And like you forget pretty much all specifics of anything in life apart from how something makes you feel. So like a few years after you've read a book, basically all you know is your rating on that book, even though like you put a lot of time into it. And so you kind of need to put a lot more effort into these things if it's something that's really useful. And like you can basically just go onto goodreads.com and find the rating of any book. So why would you bother reading it just to make a rating of it? Like it's like a huge waste of your time if you're not actually going to put it into practice. And if you think about when you're doing like exams or something, you don't just like turn up once to your lecture and then like expect to pass your exam and be like knowledgeable in the subject. You actually like do a bunch of like exercises around it. You do your homework, you like revise, you make those notes, you go to town on like revisiting all this information, and you talk to people about it and stuff. And if you want to be really good at something that you're learning from a book, like that's kind of how you should approach the book. You should feel like you're doing an exam on it. You should try and teach people about it. You should have conversations with people that have different viewpoints to you. And suddenly you'll actually become like much more knowledgeable on this thing. So if like a book was written by someone that has like an 8 or a 10 level knowledge in the subject, and you were like a 0 or a 2 or something, if you read it once and then like never read it again, you might be like a 3 or a 4. If you just put like a little bit more effort, you could be like a 6 or a 7. So kind of why we do this is that we'll become like a 6 or a 7 because we're teaching people about the book and we're like talking to other people and like getting their viewpoints. And maybe we can like raise you as well, because perhaps you'll read the book as well with us and then like listen to this and have like a different thought about it. Or in terms of your memory, like if you revisit things like later on, so if you read a book like a year ago and then you just listen to our podcast, it will remind you about most of the things that you learned from it. So if you actually need to know about the book, then you don't have time to read the whole thing, but you can like trigger all of the memories that are useful that you should have forgotten about. So I just rambled for a long time about why books are amazing and shit all at the same time and how you can make them good.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to add to that what we're also trying to do is raise conflicting viewpoints, because I fully believe that it's quite important to challenge your own views, because every time you read a book, you read it with your own glasses and your own biases and your own life experiences. And if you're doing that, you understand certain books in certain kind of ways. And when someone else with completely different experiences and completely different point of views on how the world works reads the book, they might get a whole other message away from it. Mm. And part of our goal in this podcast is also to explore how different people see or explore or learn from different kinds of things. And so we can see if we can use that to better the way we see the world. And again, to become just that more wise.
Yeah, there's so many ways to interpret things. So I'm in a book club with like a bunch of guys that are all kind of similar to me, but we'll read like the same book and I'll be like, oh, this was a great book. And then like, we'll still have completely different viewpoints. But then if you actually have like quite different people, it's going to be much more interesting. So I think we plan to read like a book on feminism and like a book on racism and invite like a woman along and maybe like a black person or something to like actually talk about their experiences and actually sort of learn a bit more about things that maybe as white guys, we haven't been that interested in learning about, or it's just like doesn't come up as something that you should read. But it's really interesting to read like the opposite kind of thing. Like I read 50 Shades of Grey, which is definitely not a book that would ever be in my genre of like recommended things to read. But like, it was really interesting to see like what have like half the women in the world read and why did they like it kind of thing. And it's kind of fascinating sort of seeing what like the opposite side of things is. So yeah, absolutely. Just engaging our curiosity and trying to become wiser, essentially.
Exactly. And so I think what we'll try to do as well is to involve you, the listener, into this. And so we'll try and find ways where you can ask questions, interact with us, recommend books, but also perhaps become a guest on the podcast if there you have some specific opinions on something interesting that we discussed, where you completely disagree with all of our views. I mean, we'd love to hear more from specifically that.
Exactly. So we're going to try and go for like sort of 2 episodes per book. So we'll do like 1 episode where we kind of go through the book in depth and like explain what the things are and what we mainly learn from it. And then like the next episode, which should be a bit more of a discussion on like something about the book that we thought should have been gone into further, or like something that it like links to, and just like extra conversation that's sort of less specific, because we feel like we could easily talk about each book for like maybe 2 hours, but that would be too long for a podcast. It'd be nice to do like more like a 45 minute one, or maybe for half an hour, and then like another episode that's sort of just like a more discussion around like, okay, this is a general interesting topic that's going on in the world that this book kind of informs us a bit on, but what else do we want to think about? Which just gives you a chance to like listen to our first episode and then ask us a question for the second one to discuss perhaps.
Mm-hmm. So you've already discussed feminism, racism. What are some other subjects that you, Sam, are interested in learning more about?
Everything. Yeah, so as in, you've been working a lot in crypto, so I'm quite interested to read some crypto books maybe and like see what your viewpoints are on that compared to mine. Obviously, we both like tech, so that's always interesting for us and business. But also, I think we're both quite into psychology and understanding other humans. We're both not exactly normal as such. And so it's quite interesting to sort of see how other humans work and like how we can like interact with society on a more like acceptable level and engage effectively with people. And obviously, there's always like ways to improve yourself when you go through these things. So yeah, anything that makes you a little bit smarter basically is fascinating. Wealth, all that kind of stuff, happiness. Most things. And some of the things that maybe you don't necessarily feel like that interesting when you first read them, but actually perhaps they give you some opinions. Anything that makes you more opinionated, I think, is good.
I agree. I think even the things that you might be most interested in might actually be least valuable to you to become wise. So I expect there to be diminishing returns for things you know a lot about. So for example, feminism, my girlfriend recommended me this book, and that's one of the books we're going to be reading pretty soon. And she pointed out some facts and some issues in daily life. And I was really shocked by realizing that. And I more and more have realized that we as men are pretty lucky to be born as men. So we'll definitely have more to say about that. But it's something I would never have thought to read because it didn't really interest me. But now I realize that it should interest me because it's a really, really big issue.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about being in the book club, as in there's books that, you know, I would just never suggest, but then you sort of feel like you have to read it. And it's a bit hard initially, but then once you have read it, it's actually you get like more from it. So hopefully I'm quite excited to read all the books so far on this, but I think we'll do some ones that are maybe I'll start reading them, like, oh God, this is so hard. But I'll be motivated to finish it.
Perhaps we should do very shortly an introduction of what we're going to be doing next, what the next episode is going to be, which is going to be the first content episode.
Yes. So the first one is going to be Elephant in the Brain, which discusses sort of taboo subjects almost, but for your brain. So like things that you don't actually think about, but you're doing, which I've explained very badly, but we'll do a much better explanation than the actual podcast. But essentially, you kind of lie to yourself about lots of stuff and you sort of fool yourself into thinking that you're doing things for reasons that seem cool, but actually you're doing them for different reasons, or things that you might not bring up in public, but everyone kind of knows are going on and things. So just like interesting taboo things that you wouldn't have never realized. And it's definitely makes you very much more aware of yourself and other people and how the world works. So it's a really interesting book.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. And one thing I did think we could do is just quickly about ourselves. I'd like to ask you, what's something about you that is just like very Nico? So if I first met you, I might be like a bit surprised by this thing, but then all your friends would be like, oh, that's just Nico. I can start with me. I am prone to exercising when I'm having a conversation with someone. I just start stretching and doing things at times in public when I probably shouldn't be, but I just can't be asked to not because I'm kind of like exercising more. And I also eat people's food without them often inviting me to. So two things I probably shouldn't do quite so much, but like usually it's just like, well, I may as well whilst like my brain's just doing too many things and it seems like a good opportunity to just like do something else.
I can totally agree on that because I remember talking to you and for a very large proportion of the time, you doing some kind of weird exercises whilst talking to me. So now that you say, I fully agree. What my mom always tells me is that I'm very extreme in what I do. So she's always complaining that that too much of anything is bad for you. While I'm in a different camp, like for example, I've been very interested in different kind of diets and what these diets do to your overall physical health, but also your mental health. And so I've done the ketogenic diet for a year, which could be considered as fairly extreme, but I don't find it very hard to do. And this gets hard for other people to understand. Other people are like, man, come on, eat a slice of bread or eat some pizza, chill out. You don't have to do that. It's too extreme. But for me, yeah, I like testing these things out. I like experimenting. And this can be considered as too much or too extreme by others. And I guess that's some weird thing, something weird about me.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as I start hearing people say, like, I could never do that more, it's like, I wonder if I can do that. It's just suddenly much more motivating to do it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on the subject of things my mother say, lately, my mum's definitely been saying that, like, I do too many, like, extreme and scary things. And she's had too many phone calls from me where I'm like, Mum, I'm so, I'm in the hospital, but it's fine, honestly. And she was like, crap, oh God. I'm like, no, really, it's okay. I mean, like, I could have died a few hours ago, but now I'm not going to die, probably. But if you want to come to hospital, that's probably also okay, because I can't walk or anything. Sorry, Mum. So, yeah, trying to do less of that, but also don't seem to be able to stop myself from doing these things.
That makes life interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Waking up in a hospital. What would be your most influential book, or the book that has influenced your life most?
I don't know. I think maybe The 4-Hour Work Week, for a different reason to most humans on the world. Because I think most people read it and it kind of, it changes their mind in terms of, it teaches them what they can do in terms of scaling themselves and like living a remote lifestyle and starting a business and things. And I was kind of already doing all of these things at the time when I read it. And so it was more like someone had just organized all of my thoughts for me. And I was like, shit, why is this guy so successful writing this book that I could have written? And so instead it changed my life to start being a bit more certain of myself and doing these things. So like starting my podcast, I was like, shit, I can do this. Like, because Tim Ferriss has done it and he basically does the same things as me. So instead of just sort of doing things like privately and not like really talking about it, it kind of made me sort of feel the urge to start doing more writing and like creating and talking about the things that I do, rather than going and starting a remote business, which I was already doing. So I think that probably had the biggest effect on my life, but for the wrong reasons, because it made me go and do those kind of things more like Tim rather than that. But I think maybe some people have that same effect perhaps, but yeah, I'd say probably that book.
Okay, cool. So for me, there's actually two. My first most influential book was a book that I read when I was 10, because before I read that book, I didn't like reading. I didn't like reading at all. And then I got in touch with the first Harry Potter book. I read it. I absolutely loved it. And since then, I've been a hardcore reader. So in the years after that, I've read like all possible fantasy books that I could get my hands on. And so that was a very, very influential book to get me to enjoy reading and to start me on this journey of consuming these books. The thing is that all the books I read after that and the years after that were all fiction, mostly fantasy. And the first book that I read that started me on a journey towards reading nonfiction books was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I didn't physically read it. I listened to it. I listened to it once. When it was over, I listened to it again. When that was over, I listened to it a third time because it was, for me, so mind-blowing that I could learn so much about my life from a book that was written by someone else. And since listening to that book, I've been started on this journey of trying to improve myself, trying to become a better human, because I realized that everyone's human. Everyone's pretty similar in a lot of ways. And there's so much to learn from others. So yeah, those are my two most influential books. I think that concludes this first episode. So we hope to see you next week when we release the next episode on the elephant in the brain.